This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Though we've gotten some rain at our home and at the banks of the Ojalote, some rain, and definitely humidity, and the key word there is some in this instance being synonymous with little. July is our big month, or was our big month. I pulled the Mesquite rain log off the shelf to justify my whining. As it turned out, last year's July was poor as well. But prior to that, for many, many years, July was our 3, 4, 5 inches of rain month. I held that current data of this July in my hands and shook it at the sky. Hello! Gods of monsoon, let's make August a wet one. It's my birthday month, so I say 31 days of big puddles. I need to hear toads calling. A chorus of spadefoot sounding like mini sheep. Yes, how about some Woodhouse toads added to that, into that mix, and some loud, long solos by Great Plains toads. We'll declare August the month of puddles and toads. It could be my best birthday ever. Surprise me! I'm ready to enter new rainfall data and the Mesquite rainfall log. Hey, the Sulphur Springs Valley is quite flat. There are a few knolls or hills out there, the Flat Top Hills, the Pat Hills, the Three Sisters. But for the most part, the valley is flat, and you can easily see across that valley, especially if you get up just a little above the valley, get up a little higher in elevation. On a recent trip into the hills to a favorite canyon, Ms. Mesquite and I sat parked on a hilltop on a dirt road leading into the canyon. We watched a storm sweep into that canyon, rain and wind pounding the woodland below us. White-tailed deer raced across the road looking for shelter. "Guess we're not going down there," I said, and we turned around. And as we headed west, we had a view from that hilltop of the valley. And we could see these individual storms. You know what I mean? Some storms look like a waterfall flowing from the sky. And we exclaimed things like, "Oh, man, Pierce must be getting hammered. Kansas Settlement must be underwater." Well, anyway, we decided to go to another road and canyon to the south, keeping an eye on the dark clouds and lightning. So we get to this other dirt track that's beautiful across a vast grassy savanna and head to the hills. I look to Ms. Mesquite and say, "There used to be stands of Jatropha macrorhiza out in this grassland," I said. And sure enough, a couple miles up the dirt road, we saw dozens of this large leaf euphorbia. You know, I can't think of a common name. I always call it Jatropha, which is the wrong pronunciation. It's actually Jatropha. One of the common names I looked up, ragged nettle spurge. I don't know. I like big root Jatropha. Yeah, I used to say Jatropha. It's Jatropha. Jatropha macrorhiza. Some of the locals call it castor bean. Wrong. Same family. Sort of similar, but no. Jatropha, not Ricinus, the exotic, but Jatropha, the native. Jatropha macrorhiza. This very cool-looking plant. A description I just love. I saw this description. A charismatic plant you won't forget once you recognize it. Yeah, so we park our truck, and I grab the camera. Time to admire this charismatic plant in the Euphorbiaceae. It comes up from the big root, the specific epithet, macrorhiza. It comes up from that root every year. The genus Jatropha, from a couple Greek words, doctor and food. One botanist translated it as, "I eat the remedy." Well, that must be another species, because this Jatropha is totally poisonous, so don't go gnawing on it, okay? Anyway, it comes up from the root, gets about 2 feet tall max, usually smaller. The leaves are palmately lobed. Think sycamore leaves, palmately lobed, but better. Lots of teeth on the margins. Small pink flowers, very cool lobed seed capsules, big capsules. I'll tell you what, big root Jatropha is charismatic. and I got to tell you, photogenic. So dark clouds and lightning found us, and we had to turn around. And looking west, we observed more storms across the valley. And finally at home, I noted it had sprinkled, and the gauge said 0.04. "Well, August is going to be wet," I muttered as I emptied that gauge. "Puddles, arroyos, and creeks, and don't forget the toads. Come on, monsoon. Come on, monsoon. We want wet." Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.